invece I fully determined that this generation is the last one, and that only a few are going to be saved. And of course, that doesn't move most of us, because we just continue right on, fulfilling the scripture. All things continue as they were. And we don't like change. And that's what Christianity is all about. To change your thinking. To change your doings. In the hopes of the great change. And I said, I went right to that thing. This is perfect as could be. And you folks just sit there. I really don't want to talk like that, but I'm trying to figure out how in the world just a few. And then I can tell you, I take you right back to the pattern, how Jesus, right at the end, or Paul, or all the prophets, with all their great ministries, they ended up with just a few, some with nobody. And you sit there and say, what does that got to do with us? Well, you see, you've been chosen. Amen. Hey, But that's just the way you receive it. You're just the way you do it. And that's the way you look. See, it won't make no effort. And I told you. I must have told you 1,000 times. Maybe 10,000. Because I don't know of another man who has spoken so many words in this last generation. Amen. Now, you don't like that either. Just like most of them folk out there. They don't like it. Yeah, I talk too much. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. The Word of God is the Word of God, and it just talks too much. And it don't talk our language. And I can look right at you, look you right square in the face and say, you're carnal. And you know how you react? Carnally. And it doesn't move you. It just doesn't do it. Well, you're wrong with it. Come on, folk. Amen. I said on the radio, come on, folk. Well, what, man? I go back to the story I told you many times. Which one? Okay. Let's just quote a scripture for you. By the way. Amen. WRMI. See if I get that statement. Oh, you may go. Look, I know you don't like the way I look at your faces, and I don't like the way you sit there week after week, day after day, hour after hour, and you just don't get the message. You're not going to get a change of face. Especially to see him. Oh, Jesus. There's a change coming. And you're not going to see him like that. He won't look at you. No. He's not going to do it. No. But you see, there's no fear in our hearts. We got a little pity on our spirit. And when I try to help you folks grasp that, just stop this morning. If you can, which you can. First of all, because you don't want to. My people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge or know how to deal with the times. See, you know what I did there? If I just quoted that the way you read it, you would know what I'm saying. Jesus. My people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Knowledge of what? Of who? Of when? Of how? See? All I do is just... The world being destroyed for this. They don't know God. And they don't want to know God. For when they knew God... When did we know God? From the beginning. Generation after generation after generation. Pattern after pattern. Each one getting worse and worse and worse. And you don't even have the capacity to grasp that fully. So then you pick it on me. And here you are again. We're back another old time. And you've been told about coming to service like this? You've got to make this a continual... First, I'll give you a statement that I read in the news. You guys got Drudge Report? You can find it. Oh, you don't know how to do that, do you? Nah. Ever learning. But never able to learn the truth about themselves because they resist it. How dare I say to you, focus for yourself. In a generation where people are taught to love themselves. And you won't save yourself from that thinking, will you? You got the Drudge Report?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Kissinger said so. Mr. Kissinger, remember Mr. Kissinger?
Yeah.
Remember Mr. Kissinger making a statement some years ago?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. But did anybody... Has anybody here never heard of Mr. Kissinger?
Yes.
Never heard of him? How the heck? Where you been, boy? You never heard of Henry Kissinger? How dare you? How dare you in this generation? Not that they go. What did Henry Kissinger say?
Pandemic alters world order.
Alters it. What does that mean?
Change.
Why? I said we had plans for our world, but this has changed it.
Change.
See, we thought that the next major move would be a war.
Yeah.
Well, we're in a war,
right.
But not the kind of war we thought. Why did you put your head down and say, my God, have mercy on me, God. I don't get this. Yeah, you're snot nose. You're sitting there again with that long, crazy look on your face. And you yell and act like you really got a special calling or a special thing. The only calling you have is to hold the hands of the prophet up. No, not your own hands. Well, now, who do you think you are? I know what the hell you're going to do. One man? Well, you know, the one man, they have to have two or three to hold him up. Like hell. Your God don't even need you to be God. He don't need you at all. We're little gods, aren't we? Aren't we? We think God needs us. He don't need us. He's God all by himself. And he'll always be God. When the lightning flashes, when the thunder rolls, when the pandemic comes, when life comes, when death comes, he's God. I wish somebody in this house. God, I wish somebody. God, I wish. My dad. We little old patty cakes. See, there's no striving on our part. Now, you're all sitting there again looking at me. You call this striving? Way back in the beginning. In the first... answer that God gave of the entire time. Right. Noah's day. That was it. Amen. In Noah's day, he ended everything. Amen. As it were. He's ending everything. Amen. Even your life. What is your life? It's a vapor. It appears just for a little time. And then it poof. Then God so kindly comes back and says, but your life is hid with Christ in God. And his life is not appearing for a little time. It's forever and ever. I cry, my God, my God. Come on, be arrogant, be proud. Come in and sit down and say, right here now, and then go about doing your own damn stuff. Every man doing that which is right. In his own eyes. See, and I like to tell you a thing. How many times have I done it with you folk right here in the dining hall? He said, how many times have I said, I would love to speak. How many times have you people heard me say that? And how many times have you convinced yourself that you are hearing me? I would love to speak unto you as unto spiritual. Well, then why is to do it? Because you are yet. Well, I'm supposed to quote one part of the scripture and ignore the second part?
No, no.
Come on, same person, you. You, 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 you. I would love to speak about spiritual things to you guys. But you're too carnal, you're too selfish. You're thinking only of yourself. My ministry, my calling, my anointing. See, I can tell you, folks, how I dealt with this over and over again. I never forget one time when Alan Roth came here. Alan Roth came from up in the Milwaukee area. Stop it! You damn folks, the way you sit there, Jesus, I mentioned a neighbor. You. See, did I quote what the Bible says about you? Where Peter wrote about Paul. He said, I know so many things that guy's done and said it's so hard to understand. So what's your big excuse at this point? I don't understand this. I don't understand why he told me like that. I just don't understand. And look at this. Look around, see these things, folk understand. Go ahead. And then if I really get down to dealing with you, again, would you want to be in my place talking like this? God's had it. And right back in the beginning. Are you pitiful brains? You carnally minded folk. You.
Yes.
You were told a long time ago, consider your ways.
Amen.
Well, your way is right, right? But you keep right on going.
God bless you, Jesus.
What about you? Has God altered my way?
Yes.
I've been under chastisement, scourging. He's limited my ability to do what all flesh wants to do. And that's why you folk are in a disarray. Because you think I'm out here in disobedience to God. You just don't believe when I say I don't do anything. Nothing. Nothing. You think I would sit down in front of you and let you shave my face if I didn't feel like it was God's will for me to do it? Do you think I would stand up here and preach to you like I do if I didn't know I'm commanded of God to cry aloud, spare not, lift up my voice like a trumpet? Ah, you damn folk. And you all just go to rain hell, you devils. Go ahead. Fill up your cup. God will never make a move to destroy this world if they haven't filled up their cup. Fill it up. Fill it. Rage. Rage on. Rage. And then I'm going to rage. No fear. You folk. You forget 5 minutes from now. 5 seconds. Didn't I try to tell you, Steve Rock? Come, how in the world do I survive? You know, we were sitting in my house yesterday. My phone rang. Are you folk here? Do you hear? WRMI. Brother Stair, never in the history of shortwave broadcasting is what is being accomplished now. Ten frequencies on one station at the same time. Hey, look at your response. You can't hardly count. What does that mean? They have coordinated from WRMI at my request. They won't do it. They just won't do it. It's not they can't. They won't show no submission. No, no. Who do they think he is? Amazing. Astonishing. This is an amazing work. This is a work of God. Saying that I got to always try to convince God's people of what God's doing. Now, you hard heads. You know in just a few days we're going to go into the Passover. All you do? Pass me not. Right in this tabernacle, over the last 10 years, every Passover, we watched God pass hundreds over. Amen. You don't understand that? Amen. He's going to pass over some more. Maybe some of you. Every time I got together like this with you, I say, next year this time, half of you won't be here. Oh, but you're so... I don't know about that because some of you are not here now.
Oh, my God. My Lord God. Lord.
You just won't budge, will you? You're not going to give God an inch, let alone your life. You're not going to give him your heart, your mind. You're not going to make that kind of commitment. You'll make it to your family, to your lone man. You'll make it to yourself because you love pleasing yourself. And my people just love. And I tell you, what else you going to do? Are you sure? Stand up. Look at him.
Son of man.
Now, talk to me.
Son of man.
Yes, sir.
The people are still talking against thee.
Sure. Amen.
Behind the door.
Wait a minute. You buy that?
Sure.
Amen. Most of the time when I'm mentioned in your conversations, it's really not for me.
My Lord.
It's really questioning.
Oh, God.
That's the end, when you question,
right.
When you're uncertain, when you're not true.
Amen.
That's questioning.
Yes.
Almost persuaded.
Are still talking against you behind the doors? And
are
the doors.
Still?
Still.
Still?
Still.
Amen.
Still?
Still, yes.
What's the word?
Still?
Still.
Sister Burgess, I asked the folk again to pray for you. Because I know what you're under, whether you know it or not.
Thank you, Lord.
I know it.
Thank you, Lord.
I know it's your kind of pressure.
Thank you, Lord.
That you're under. Husband, brother, children, all think you're out of your mind. Why do you drive all the way over here? Because there's a prophet.
Yes, Lord.
A prophet.
Amen.
What are you doing, most of your prophets? Which one do you do? You stone them. Well, you don't think those words or that action is a stone? Read.
Against the walls and the doors of the houses.
You know, when you get off by yourself, this comment, that comment.
Hallelujah.
Any more to it?
And they come, as my people cometh, and say, let us hear what is the word.
Let us hear what the prophet has to say. We're here to hear the prophet. Dare that prophet say to you, you don't hear that prophet in all things? All things? All things? All things? All things concerning you has an end. All things? All things? And we know that all things, good or bad, right or wrong, they work together for our good. All things?
Yes.
All things?
Yes.
Hello, things?
Yes.
Hey, things!
Glory.
Why, you treat like me like I'm nothing. No, I treat you like you're everything. Come on! I spend my time, my energy, my effort, my thoughts. I know my thoughts for you. Keep your eyes on me. Stop looking around and see how that one's going to take it. How that one's going to... I know what you're doing when you do that. I make something, a comment, you want to look and see how they receive it. And then you react to it on how they receive it. God forbid that you should obey the gospel. Receive the prophet. It's the same terminology as receive the Son. For God so loved the world. It is an active word for believing. How do you believe? By receive. How do you receive? By react. Now you tell me you wise guys can say that any better than that. Call on your God. Tell him to shut my mouth. Call on him. Your God will hear you, won't he? Can you, I just told you something, you still won't respond. This morning, right now, we're on 10 that I know of. That's just from WRMI. All at the same 10 frequencies of that station. Oh, there he is, the head going again. Having eyes. And see not. Amen. And we just like it. We excuse it. I'm right, Sister Burgess. You need a prayer because I don't know. I go through a lot with my. They're not getting the silent treatment, are they? Oh, they'll help you go, but they won't go with you. Because you ain't going the right way. Lord, I want to go. Well, see that? You see that? We just weren't playing your little game this morning. Then you sit and look at me, and I wonder why... See, iniquity, I prayed my... I woke up last night, I said, my God, I thought I was getting senile. I said, uh-oh, dementia's getting in on me. I'm forgetting. I was trying to remember something. Oh, my God. Ain't nobody here closer to death than I am. That's the last one I gotta win. I look forward for the battle. I don't want to die like Martin Luther. I don't want to die like a lot of these folk. When they, some of you folk don't even know what I said when I said that. Jay Morata. Jay Morata, man of faith. But boy, did he have to fight to keep the faith in his dying moments. I still remember walking in. One night he was crying and screaming. Oh, no, not another night. Some of you guys sit here. You were there. Come on, you fellas. Back me up. He was tormented for a long time. He walked into the dining room one day on a wheelchair. He screamed out, don't you know I'm dying? And some of you brothers, had the glorious privilege to watch the man fight and then die in the faith. And you're not willing to fight? Some of you were there when I walked in and Dave Morales looked at me and said, Buster, forgive me. I thought, but what? Then he made a statement like this that every one of you have been guilty of. but looks on your face. He said, for all the times I hindered you in the dining hall. Hey, we're dining. And nobody here hindered me, huh? Well, I didn't plan this morning. I got something else I wanted to talk about. I would love to speak unto you as unto spiritual. But you are carnal. Man, you get so offended. Well, you think you're the one man? Can't God use that one? Yeah, God can use anybody. But he chose to use one man. Well, I don't believe that. Then, for God's sake, get out of here. Well, you sit around and mock me like, well, we believe, but. I wonder what part God doesn't use in. See, there was a time we knew in part, but we don't know in part anymore. Now we know the full revelation of the end time. And that's what God intended from the beginning, to reveal the end time. Everything that begins has an end. Jesus said, he's the beginning of the creation of God. And he said, all things concerning me have an end. My God. Look at somebody and say, my God, will you pray for me? Because I don't understand what this guy's doing. I remember years ago when that thing burned in my spirit. I got that scripture that said, make me to know my end. It became my prayer. What's the end of this? You folk. You again, if I start talking. Then I told you what God told me. Three things. He's done two of them. I also told you about the Third World War. That was spoken by the Masonic man. The devil knows. He knows the plan of God. He knows his end's coming. They said, why are you tormenting us before our time? I torment the devil. And boy, if he's in you, I'm a torment. Yes, sir, boy. Yes, sir. You let the devil have any part of your thinking, and I'm going to torment the hell out of you if I can. Yeah, I am. You're looking right square in the face. Hard. We are hard people. We are hard people. Hardened generation. Yeah, well, you ain't got no right. You got that right. I don't have any right to talk to you like this.
Glory to God.
Not after the flesh.
Glory to God.
No, I don't. Because you can find so many things wrong with my flesh. The only thing wrong with that is I find more than you do.
Glory.
Nothing good. Took me many years of doing good to where God said, there's nothing good. There's nothing you've done is good. Now, what I've done is good, but what you've done is no good. No good. None but the righteous, and not your righteousness. Your righteousness is filthy, 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 filthy rags. Well, you don't know that, you damn fools. These folks do that to me. They do it over and over and don't even desire a change. And my people love it that way. They love it. I just told you something. We're not only on those short ways, we're on one or two in Europe. And WWCR. at the same time all over the world. We're on the telephone. Ah, shut up. That's what we've done with our worship. We sing songs and don't realize what we're saying.
Amen.
There's people all over the world now.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Not only that, we're on AM stations.
Yes. Glory.
To the ITA in Knoxville. WKQPN in Arkansas. Whew, I can't even think of them all, so many of them. Bulgaria. Two frequencies out of Bulgaria. Yeah, you mind if the people walking by the cross and wagging their head? Oh, you don't know that's in the book either, do you? Do you? What'd they say? Why were they wagging their head? Why did you say it? Well, that's what I'm doing now, saving myself. I'm not saving myself because I'm physically not even able. You know, my condition keeps me almost in bed almost all the time. Yeah, I'm up there just putting myself with all kind of energy. Hey, Doc. Hey, Doc, what would you recommend this kind of energy? With a man with a heart problem? Yeah, brother, you got a heart. Yeah, sure do. And much more wrong than the physical one. I got a heart problem. Trying to get my heart clean. Cleanse your hands, you sinner. Purify your heart, you double-minded. You're not double-minded? You know what double-minded is, do you? Do you? Hey, you're going to sit there and cry like you did for 30 years almost. I can tell you right now, boy, you can forget about coming back here. I'll do my best to get you into the kingdom. And this is not it. This is not it. You learn submission, shut your damn mouth, and do what you're told. Uh-huh. You've done that ever since I've known you. You know what you've done? You stiffened your neck. You've hardened your heart. Oh, I don't want to quote the rest. So suddenly, be cut off. No remedy. No solution, no answer. Bingo. Cast into utter darkness. Weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Send Lazarus to warn my brothers. What? Look how you treated Lazarus. I'm not going to disturb him now. Now you're tormented. But he is in paradise. I'm not going to remind him of that junk that you put him through. Remember, I checked that news station. Oh, by the way, again, I'm trying to tell you. This doesn't do me any good because you folks forget and then you get mad when I bring it to your attention. You're just trying to make yourself look good. Well, you damn liars, you perverted Christians who so carnal. What think you of Christ? What does your mind tell you? What does your heart tell you? If you know him, if you really know him in the heart,
Lord.
He was wounded.
Yes, Lord.
He was bruised.
Hallelujah.
Surely.
Holy,
I wish you folks could sing that like you know it.
Amen.
I wish you could sing it like it's an experience in your life.
Amen.
I just wish you could just really do it like that. You should have a little bit of understanding of being wounded for your transgressions. Your transgressions, your iniquities. He said, don't let them separate you from me. Don't do that. Don't do that. I wish somebody said, praise the Lord with a whole heart. I don't need to be pacified by you. God always somehow helped me out. And I, for instance, Detroit. Good morning, Detroit.
Hallelujah.
Just a few days ago, I was told, we cannot clear the time for you. Because I told this house that I was working on the network for 10 to 12. Can you picture of another time when they are so disturbed and they're locked home? Might as well listen to me. I got good news for you. Not about the pandemic. About the coming of Christ. And God got you right where he wants you. Locked up in your home. Maybe you'll spend some time looking for him. Or prepare for him. Maybe he stopped you long enough you might say, hey. Just look how the scriptures. And you people. Look upon the earth. Distress of nations with perplexity. The psychology, the medical science, they're just raging. The sea and the waves are roaring. Oh, this is a savior. This is not one. Hospitals jammed. Nurses don't know what to do. Doctors are frustrated. Politicians are perplexed. But see, we're a generation that don't acknowledge the truth. Look at this one. Men's hearts will fail them for fear. For looking at those things that's coming upon the face of the whole earth. And you'll eat and you'll drink and then you'll rise up to play. How do I like in this generation?
Glory!
We're playing with God. We're playing with eternity. We're playing with our own destiny. Be sober.
Yes,
be vigilant.
Yes,
for your adversary.
Yes,
and that's not Jesus.
No.
His coming again is not adversary.
No.
It's advocate.
Yes.
Glory to God. Yes. Look at them. Look at them. Yes. Look how they sit there trying to. Brother Mark, did you deal with the radio station Detroit? Did we try a few days ago to get on it? And what did he tell us? Time is taken. Didn't tell me how much it would cost if I did get it, but it was taken.
All
right. Well, somebody's been on a stage for 20 years. They weren't going to give it up. Then just yesterday. And we are on Detroit now. Anybody in Detroit listening? Anybody in Memphis listening? Not too many. If you're listening, give me a call. Yeah, call me right now. 843. Central's never busy. Just give him a call. Remember the old song we used to sing in the old black church? Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. You know why? Because Jesus on the main line. No matter what I do, no matter what I preach, no matter what words come out of my mouth, this is what I get constantly. Are you going to tell me you never heard that song? Are you folks going to tell me you never heard the song? Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. If you need to be healed, tell him what you want. If you need salvation, tell him what you want. If you need him to help you with your home or your marriage, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. Ever living. Just dial him up to make intercession. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord. Help me. I think it was yesterday afternoon. What, Mark, you know what time it was? You contacted me about that. You remember, you were there. The man called back yesterday. She said, tell Brother Stair the woman has canceled. He got the time he wants it. And this is what he was asking, but this is what he can have it for. And he cut it. There you folks sit again. There you are. Why me? Why not you? Why? Oh, there's somebody up there listening, but they're like most of you. See, I won't get too many calls after that thing, because they know if they call me, I'm going to blast them. Or I'll say to them, listen. Oh, I can't tell you how I make guys mad at me. Oh, Buster, have you heard this? Have you heard from this guy? You ought to check this guy's website. Oh, you look at this one. I heard one last night. It's really something. They're preaching that the New Jerusalem is going to be in Madison, Tennessee. Now, I remember those guys meeting them years ago when they first started. I also mentioned the guy who from Texas told me he was over there in Jerusalem, Texas. This is Jerusalem in Texas. He said, that's the New Jerusalem. What have you heard that you sort of propagate this or miss the truth? The New Jerusalem is not over there in Israel. It's coming down when Jesus comes. Keep your eyes on Jerusalem. It's astonishing in this age of knowing everything and yet not knowing the truth. I heard you say, Brother Stair, that there's no human beings up there in heaven. There is. There's only one man. One man between God and man. God's up there, man down here, and there's one man between us. the advocate. His name is Jesus, not Allah, not Yahweh. I know Yahweh, yes, you could, but his name is Jesus. That's the one above all the other names. What under that call? Oh, there it is. Hello? Oh, lost him. Try again. Amen. But you better be a friend.
Amen,
get to behind me, Satan. Oh, the new covenant. No, it's not a new one. The old one. The wicked's going to go to hell. That's the covenant. Being renewed day by day. Hello? Are you still alive? God bless you, Sister Johnson. Thank you for calling. You folk ought to be ashamed of yourself. You really ought to be. Probably the only thing that keeps that sister going is the hope that God allowed me to put in her heart. Why don't you go home? You don't deserve to hear these stories. You just don't deserve to hear them. Greetings, Brother Stair. I'm still here listening. I don't have a short wave anymore. But download the app. God is so good.
Amen.
Listen to Sister Naomi. And Naomi didn't listen. Other folk are. Her singing bring back so many memories.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
You people are so locked into your iniquitous ways of hearing. Nothing moves you. I would like to say to you this morning, if you could just stop for just a second and think you're going through something. Why'd you think about those brothers and sisters?
That's right.
See, you don't consider the Lord's body.
Amen.
You ain't going through nothing.
Amen.
You're not even enduring this pandemic.
No.
Because God has kept his word. And I pray he continue keeping it. No evil shall befall you.
Amen.
Neither shall any plague. Because thou hast made the Lord thy God thy dwelling place or your reason for living. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to get so excited. Get all excited. Tell everybody. Jesus is coming again. And you might just as well give up on your families. God's got a big enough job just saving you. You put them in God's hands, and whether he saves them or don't, he is still Lord. Boy, see, Sister Diane, I told you about her, Dana, way back before any of you. In the early part of this ministry, she used to live in Washington State and her husband. I didn't know that. I want to tell you about Jesus, who lived before time and then took time to reveal who he was. Time. God used his word to reveal people still. In the beginning of what? Not God's beginning. Not the beginning of Jesus Christ. He without beginning, without ending. Come on! He is, he was, and he always will be. Whether we live or whether we die, he's still Lord. You're not going to say that and not face it. She gave over $10,000 way back there. You are something else. You are to comprehend is almost void in you. I'm sure you comprehend why I talk to you like I do, don't you? Well, brother, there. I say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Boy. It's going to be something if you ever get to the place where you are so grateful that you want to go, praise the Lord. It looked like it hurts him. And then he said, but my leg hurts. But my heart hurts. And so does his. Don't you know God got a heart for you?
Thank you, Lord.
He was wounded. Where? In the heart. He was bruised. Where? In the body. Trash time of our peace was upon him. Where? In his mind. We think America has been a great Christian testimony. We've been the biggest blasphemy of the Christian faith. Within the British Empire, they supposedly spread Christianity all over the world, and they did. You go to India, China, Africa, you'll find the brand of Christianity that came from. See, you don't understand that. And then I would even tell you, when I went to all them countries, they all wanted to come to the United States. Why? Because we created a heaven. Rights. You have rights here you won't have in India. Rights here you won't have even in Jerusalem. Rights. I got a right. You hear it all the time. I got a right to be a woman if I want to, and I'm a man. I got a right. What? Supreme Court gave you a right to get married, have children. I got all kinds of churches downtown. They all give me a right to believe the way I want to believe. I got a right. The Bible says if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. Over here, boy. they'll feed you for not eating. Now getting food now, since they got you all hooked on that. Oh, I'm going to get a little farm, the brother said. Take care of my farm. I said, too late. They're going to regulate everything. It won't be long they'll regulate the air we breathe. They can do it now, you know. They can tell how much air goes over here and tell us how much we're allowed to have. And you don't have enough for all them people, so you got too many people. When are you folk going to realize Satan's weapon is fear?
Yes. Fear, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord.
God's weapon is faith.
Fear. Hallelujah.
And those two don't meet. I will boldly say, see, I go through this every day. My God, every day Satan says, man, they're going to come and get you. I read something good again today, though. they're releasing a lot of prisoners. The only thing is, they ain't going to come and get you. They haven't. He ain't gonna come get me. And I'll tell you what, I'm gonna need him. There is going to be a meeting in the air. To meet him in the air. Hold it. Start singing. And these folks never heard anything like it?
No.
God's Son will be the leading one in the meeting in the air.
And go my mind back to the Baptist Church in Jacksonville. I couldn't believe my ears.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Look, they forgot it already. When I heard that guy sing that morning, I sat in front of my mic and just cried. Oh, hallelujah.
What a save.
It didn't look like he had to put any energy at all.
Hallelujah.
It was just something so... Whoa, what a Savior. Hallelujah. Hey, you let God make love to you and you make love to you, won't wear him out. He got enough love, more than you can handle. Glory be to God. So keep yourself in the love of God. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Now, I've quoted several scriptures again this morning, and I still can't grasp why we, the elect, don't realize the heathen are raging. They're imagining vain things. We'll come up with a virus now, and then we'll come up with a vaccine.
That's right.
Oh, get a little mask. I had a chuckle this morning because I read something about Mr. Trump said, I ain't going to put no mask on. He said, I got to show my face to all the dignitaries, and I don't want them to see me. Can you picture him talking to the prime ministers of the rest of the world with his mask on, covering his little old face? Boy, how anybody, I said, man, people think I'm against Mr. Trump. I am not against him. In fact, I told a man the other day, I said, this man wins this election again. And it doesn't look like he's going to lose it. With all this stuff going on. Don't you know the devil's going to have one man? He's going to try to counteract the one man. Come on, Paul, shake your head now. The one man. Old Brother Jackie over there, he said we've probably got a year and a half. That's more than I'd like to, but for you damn folk, you sit in this tabernacle, you sit in that dining room, and you have no perception of what's going on. Eyes to see? You can't see what's happening? Ears to hear? A heart to perceive? Thou knowest not? Hey, all you folk out there that love to hear to all these other preachers, I'll tell you what you do. You contact them and ask them if they know what the sign is.
Oh my God.
And they will tell you, nobody knows. There are many false prophets, and they all believe they're a sign. So they can confuse the sign. None of them pay any homage. Just call them on the phone or send them an email and say, have you heard about the prophet of South Carolina? Hey, by the way, from a small farm in the state of South Carolina on a magnificent sunny day in the midst of the coronavirus, all over the world, I'm on now, my God, now. On at least 12 to 15 short ways for 2 hours. I'm on AM stations, FM stations, on the satellites, on the internet. Now. I don't know about you, but I know about a now, God. Not a yesterday, God. Not a tomorrow, God. I know about a God now. Now. And now is your salvation nearer than when you first believed. I think you ought to fight. Fight the fight of faith and lay hold of that. And lay down all the other things. Put no hope in nothing but Christ coming. Black. Lukewarm. You wonder why God's going black. See, we don't believe that, do we? But because thou art lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spew you. How do you define that word, spew? I saw the other night eat some, what was it, cake? And I was start coming back up. Bitter taste. Spoiled all that nice cake. You folk don't have it, do you? You really don't have the spiritual mind. You just don't perceive this. And if you want the pattern, go back. Jesus spent 3.5 years ministering to a hand-picked crowd, 12. And when he picked them,
hallelujah.
We'll go back and pick how he named them. And in the midst of that pick, and he said, and one of you, look at him right square in the face. He said, one of you is the devil. And then he told us later on, he said, I knew from the beginning.
That's right.
Judas didn't surprise him.
No,
he didn't. Now we're on WITA in Knoxville. We're on a station right outside of Memphis. We're on that one 24 hours a day. And that thing, hey Mark, remember that thing you put in my, both of them, they got a place you can click on it. I can pick right there and list them on there. Now they come a little delay, but they're there. Then I tried to tell Brother Rob, even Mark, we were amazed because some man says, we got it fixed. We said, nobody there. So take it off the internet. He said, no dropouts. We got a program. It's my engineer. He's slick. He said, he got fixed so if it drops out, it right away, the program. What? How long? They say 5 seconds, 10 seconds. So if it drops out in 10 seconds, pull it right back up. And there we are again. How long do you let me drop out? You folks just ain't going to budge, are you? You're just not going to let the Holy Spirit put some conviction in your heart. Stiffen your neck. Harden your heart. Oh, my God, no. No. And suddenly. Why, this tribulation ain't going to happen to us. Oh, Kenneth Copeland telling his boys, Joel Osteen. And I don't know what the hell's wrong with you folk. These guys are prophesying that sword and famines and pestilence are not going to come to this place. That we're God's elect nation. And we are. But not to be saved.
Amen.
To be destroyed.
Amen.
I believe God raised up Mr. Trump. To use him to destroy this nation.
Amen.
And he's doing it.
Amen.
The best thing that you can use to destroy a nation is a lie. And this man is a lie.
Amen.
And Satan is a liar.
Amen.
And he's going to dwell in it. Then why can't I get these people to...
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless your name.
Don't forget Jerusalem. Well, they got us all screwed up looking for the pandemic. We got destruction planned over there. Let me quote to you again the word of the living God. And when you see Jerusalem compassed about with armies. Now I told you, only to this generation, that was not possible. There was no way to see it. But today, you can literally, actually, factually see. Well, you see it on the Western Wall. They're in the news.
Amen.
Whatever goes on in Turkey, or you can see it. Don't need no TV either.
No. Hallelujah.
Why won't you folk humble yourself down and acknowledge the truth? Well, what's your excuse? You don't see it? Well, that's because you just don't look for it. And that's why a lot of folk ain't going to see Christ coming. Because they're not looking for him. And then they're going to look around and say, where's he at? Well, since he delayed his coming, now we'll just start knocking each other apart. I challenge every one of you, even here, you all impressed by these other preachers, call them on the phone and ask them if they listen to the prophet R.G. Stair. Well, they don't even consider me a prophet. I try to tell you, I went to Bible Baptist networking. Went right to the main office and asked him for time, and I said, I'll pay you for it. Now, most of them broadcast and don't pay. No, they don't. If they do, it's voluntarily. What do I got to do to make you folk grasp this? I went to Steve Quayle. Asked him, I said, you're putting all these other guys on your program. I said, put me on. Now you think you're the only prophet. Hey, you folk, my name is Jesus. Can I get on your agenda? Now you think you're the only Christ.
My Lord.
Well, what's wrong with that? Because I'm a Christ. How can I recognize you as the only prophet? Well, I'm a prophet.
My Lord.
Well, if you are a prophet, then you would recognize that I'm the only prophet.
My Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes. Lord Jesus. Yes. If any man consider himself a prophet, then you acknowledge that I am the one prophet that will supersede you, the one God is above all gods. Well, now, right there.
Bless you, Jesus. Bless thy name, O God. Bless your name, O God. Hallelujah.
Boy, that's something. I'm on the air.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Hey, folk. One voice, one. Not ten. Not two. One. And when you get to the point where you can truly be a strength to the one voice, we'll let your voice testify. In the meantime, you just sit right there and stew. And your false humility don't fool me. Well, keep quiet. Sooner or later, he'll recognize me. And I recognize only one spirit, and that's the spirit of Almighty God.
Glory God. Blessed.
And I'm no fool. If he sends somebody to help me, I'll recognize that.
Amen.
He sends them to help me so I can help them. Boy, not something. That's not the first time I told you that. I told you God's never sent one person here to help me. Because I might make the mistake of leaning on that person and not lean on him. I'm human. I like to be flattered. I like folks to say nice things about me.
Yeah.
They can't even reach them.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Well, brought to you, you gotta consider him. He got an easy life.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't worry about getting money. Doesn't worry about a wife. Doesn't worry about children. Don't worry about things to do. Worried about a place to stay, and we gave him one. Give a little old mama who fusses. Yeah, mama, won't be long. Bye bye.
Thank you,
God don't need your money.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Say, look, say it the same way. I got news for you. God don't even have to heal you to be God.
Amen.
Whether he heals you or not.
Hallelujah.
He's God.
Yes.
God. Amen.
And you owe him everything.
Yes, Lord.
Right.
Lord.
And you too, old lady. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
You know, they had dreams. She does. So the Bible says, let them tell a dream. But that don't necessarily mean the dream is true.
Amen.
That's right.
Dreams are not prophecy.
No.
They're hypotheticals. Martin Luther said, I got a dream.
Hallelujah.
Nothing wrong with that dream he had.
Young
men will see dreams. Old men will see visions. Nothing wrong with seeing visions and dreams.
Amen.
But then you need somebody to judge them.
Right. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord.
And that's one thing I've never, ever, ever backtracked on dealing with you. I would judge every word you say to me. I've already started making plans for somebody to come over there and bring that stuff over here. Because the sheep, they've got to come this week, right?
That's right.
Does anybody know how to get over to Brother Jackie's house?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Have you ever done anything that you thought was God and then find out later on it really wasn't God?
Amen.
Huh? He should have never bought that land over there. Should have never done it. And if we hadn't come along and helped take advantage of the stuff he stored, huh? Have you ever made a mistake in your judgment?
Amen.
Have you ever done that?
Amen.
And then God judged your judgment?
Amen.
I did. When I first came here, I thought we were going to fill this place up with people who love God. And boy, from the very first, look at the buildings that are empty. Hey, Buster, if we come down, can we rent a place to stay? No! We don't rent. We don't sell houses. No! Why, you want to give everything we got? Yeah! What do you got? You? Love it! before you folk ever met Brother Lawrence, I told him he belonged here. He was one man that would defend me everywhere. And then when I told him, come on, time for you to get out of this. Then God moved his mother so he could do it. I didn't know that. I didn't know because one day he turned on me. You can't believe how many people turned on me because I said, come on. There's you guys that wrote me this morning. Get in your car and get over here. Oh, what a word of wisdom. Just do what I tell you to do. Just do what God told you to do. And Brother Link, stop your griping. If you come this time, Link, come to stay. Or don't come at all. Boy, it's terrible. Well, I knew I shouldn't have done this because I told Brother Link the last time I was here. Nobody knows Brother Link. Nobody. Sat back there, sat in the dining hall. And every time I start talking right to him. I even told them. I would get you back to New Zealand. But they got travel restrictions. Yeah, we can get around them. We send you back to Japan.
Hallelujah.
Too many people are looking back. I had it better over there. Going back to Jerusalem, fool. God's got plans for Jerusalem. And I got an invitation to the new one.
Hallelujah.
You can have the old one all you want.
That's right.
Oh, come and walk where Jesus walked. No, I'm going to be walking where he's walking.
Hallelujah.
Glory! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
Hallelujah. Glory.
I'm not sure if John ever walked in Jerusalem. We have no proof that John did a ministry in Jerusalem but very much.
Right out
of the desert. Amen. God stuck him out.
Hallelujah.
Right out of the desert.
Glory to God. Bless the Savior.
That's what's wrong with this generation. We've had this Bible so distorted.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. I hate that. I hate that. Are you telling people that nobody can know they're saved?
Hallelujah.
Are you telling them that nobody can know who their God is? Nobody knows. God's a God who knows. And he knows that you need to know. So this thing he wrote to you so you may know. No, 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 no. K-N-O-W. Do you know him? Do you know him? I don't want to know about him. Do you know him? Of his resurrection, in the fellowship of his suffering, that I might be made conformable unto his death. If by any means, new world order, pandemic, war, famine, for they don't know the word. Why'd y'all quote that? Come on, Nika.
Unto the resurrection of the suffering.
Hallelujah.
All that I might know him.
The power of his resurrection. Power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering.
I know about him. I know he was born in the manger. I know he healed the sick. But do you understand the power of his resurrection? To do that, you got to be conformable unto his death. He was despised and rejected. When I told you people, years ago, God said to me, you are going to become the most hated preacher. Not the most hated man. The most hated preacher. And you find me. You find me another ministry out here where they preach. They don't preach, they teach. They will hinder themselves. Teachers, not preachers. Teachers. God's choice is preachers. Why are you doing that? You don't know that that's what the book says. Teaching ministries. Teaching. Going to teach about Christ. Teach how to have faith. Why are you doing that, people? I ask you again, why are you sitting there like you've never heard these verses before? Check up on your YouTube and see what kind of ministry you have. Teachers. There's nobody preaching. They're teaching. They will hinder themselves. They put a little preacher down in Tampa in jail because he had service. How about Joel Osteen? You talk about a gathering of people in a city that's already been plagued? Let's see if they stop them tomorrow. They won't stop them. Why did they stop Copeland? Or this, these women preachers who, with their faces painted up, earrings all over their head. The word of God don't mean a damn to the people. Hey, you so-called women apostles and prophets. The Bible tells you it's a disgrace for you to dress like a man. Amen. Or to look like a man. Right. Or to even act like a man. Boy, am I getting encouraged with that.
Hallelujah.
Look, just a few. Analyze it. Go ahead. It's a shame for a woman to speak. Now, if you don't understand that, then you'd all be in trouble. It doesn't say they can't speak. But it said when it comes down to speaking with authority in the church,
amen,
women don't have that authority.
Amen.
Just like the church in itself does not have the authority to speak above the authority.
Amen.
The churches are women.
Amen.
Their doctrine cannot supersede the doctrine of Christ.
Amen.
Well, Baptist doctrine, Presbyterian doctrine, Roman Catholic doctrine. What, Roman Catholic? Hail Mary? Lift Mary above Jesus? Come on! They'll tell you to say 10 Hail Marys and one Our Father. When it all be the other way around, Our Father never say Hail Mary. Come on! Well, I still got 20 more minutes in my time's up. Anybody listening on these new frequencies up there? My God, we're on in America on over 12 of them. I can't find a shortwave radio. What's wrong with you? They're everywhere. Oh, can you send me one, Brother Stair? Well, I'm not going to do that. I've done it before, and I stopped merchandising.
Amen.
I'm not going to. I can buy radios. I told you one time I bought 10,000 of them. And as long as I offered them for an offering, and the offering was less than it would be if they had to buy it, man, boy, here they come. It's amazing how you can sell religion. And folks think because they buy it, they got it. But come, God said, buy of me without money, without gold, without silver. Why are you doing that again? You don't know I just quoted the Bible to you again? Oh, boy. I didn't expect a lot of folks. We're not going to have a lot of folks at Passover. They're going to, the ones that don't really intend to be here, they're going to let this thing block them. I just spoke to two men. They're leaving on the 5th. When's the 5th? Huh? You think I didn't know that? I was just checking to see if you knew. That's how close we are to Passover. Begins on Wednesday. This week. Not next week. This week. Are you going to be here? I will meet you. I'm going to come now. Are you going to meet me? Go you out to meet him. Behold, the bridegroom coming.
Yes, Lord.
Go you out. For 2 months I've been talking about this. Well, we didn't know that the bride was going to come. Who cares? God will still make a way. I wrote your brother back. And I said, if God moved in your heart to come, then, well, we need a word of wisdom. I said, come on. I'm looking for a good testimony. Wow, what a people.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. I'll do my best, Lord. Jesus did not avoid the cross. He did not avoid the shame. He willingly bore it. His old flesh fought for a while. And you can say, when? In the garden, damn you! In the garden! In the days of his flesh! With strong crying. When's the last time you had strong crying to overcome your flesh?
Yes, Lord.
Tell me. You have a mind in the flesh. Tell me. Tell me.
Oh, yes, Lord.
There's a fight going on between the flesh and the spirit. And you got to lay hold. You don't lay hold to the spirit, the flesh will lay hold of you. How much longer you got to live to find that out? How's your flesh doing with you? See, can't change. Can't change. Our leper, carnal mind cannot be changed. In his spiritual mind. Let this mind, let it. What do you mean let it? What do you mean let it? Contrary thoughts? You discern which one's spiritual, and that's the one you let. Let there be light.
Yes, Lord.
And there was light.
Hallelujah.
Let the peace of God rule in your heart. Let.
Yes.
Only he who now let. You let that devil have his way. He'll do it. Just give him an inch. He'll take a mile. The only trouble with him is he don't know that Jesus went the last mile.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, when I've gone
the last mile away,
I will rest in the grave for 3 days.
Amen.
Then I know boy, you ought to be glad you don't live in New Orleans. You're living in a similitude of the New Jerusalem. That's we're being conditioned to be saints in the New Jerusalem. We're going to take our citizenship test. Do you know the Constitution? You know, to become a citizen, you got to know the Constitution. You got to know your rights.
Hallelujah.
Anybody here go for a citizenship test to become a citizen?
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Lord. Huh? Bless you, Jesus.
Well, isn't that something? Well, you're all freeborn, huh? So you enjoy all the freedom of American citizen. Right to a jury, right to a trial. Right to this, right to that. Right to Medicaid. Right to Blue Cross, Red Cross, White Cross. I got a right. When you become a citizen, you get rights. A right to vote. Right to live where you want to live. Right to pick up the job you want to work at. You got a right. You got a right to go to the pub over here. You can walk right down there. There's a pub right down there. Yeah. Take your bicycle. I got a right! I got a right! Rights! 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 You're Americans.
Amen.
You Americans?
Right.
You got a right to keep silent. But I want to tell you something. If you don't exercise that right, anything you say, anything we say, exercising our right to become children of God, they will use it against us. They will not use it for us. My God, how can I say things like that? You testify in this tabernacle. That's what they're doing now. They say, ain't got no right to assemble. Guy down in Florida got arrested. He changed his mind. He won't do it now. Well, God don't change his mind. We got a right to go through tribulation. We got a right to go through tribulation. And tribulation ain't got no right. to remove us away. Through much tribulation, we will enter. So tribulation ain't going to stop us from entering in. No, sir. No, 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 no. Sure wish somebody gets saved and they'll say, what a remarkable time to begin our Saturday morning broadcast on all these frequencies when the folk are not allowed to travel. And I'm sure by this time will be a break in the news. Because all they hear from them is bad news. You want to hear some good news? I got some good news for you. This is the last generation. Jesus Christ is coming. Hey, brother, let me test. Smart Alec, in the resurrection, you're going to have a new body. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And God knows you need one, you old gripe. I'm afraid of you. Told you that. Look at me all you want to with your bitterness of heart at times. I'm afraid of you. Dream all you want to dream. I'll listen to them. But I'm not gonna use them as a direction of prophecy. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I just told what he wrote me this morning. About a year and a half, he said. You just say that.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Have I not been saying almost the same thing? Mr. Trump gets elected. He's going to become the ruler of the world.
Amen. I believe that. Amen.
He'll be incarnated by Satan himself. And then all his people will be possessed by devils. How about you? What are you going to be possessed by? Give no place to the devil now. And get his foot in the door, he's coming into the house. I think that's a fair warning. Don't give him a thought. I am determined. I have the mind of Christ. Jesus is with me. And on him, I can and will depend. For I know I have salvation. I can feel it in my heart. Yeah, in my heart. There's life in my heart. Sometimes I get a little scared at it. I lay on my pillow and I hear it going, toom, 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 toom. And I don't know how you hear it, but I hear it. And then I say, isn't that nice? And sometimes it race. What do you think I'm looking for your sympathy?
No.
I wouldn't mind your compassion, but your sympathy. Compassion will do something. And he was moved. And he was moved. He was moved. Compassion will move you. Do you have compassion for sister over there? I have compassion for you, sister. Yeah. I know it's not your fattest movie over here. I know it's not your health.
No.
I know it's not your wealth.
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir. I got a song for you. I want you to look at your family in the face and say, now, don't you weep for me when I'm gone. Because I won't have to leave here alone. Because when I hear that, first trumpet sound, I'm not going to be driving to Kennedy. My feet won't stay on the ground. I'm going to ride with my Lord in the sky. I'm going to ride with my Lord way up high. Heaven is near. I can't stay here. He's bringing heaven with him. I still can't believe why folk don't want to believe that. Our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound 1,000 years. Have no tempter then. He's been cast out of heaven, and pretty soon he'll be cast out of earth and cast into hell. And God's going to use you and me to bind them. Him. Get the head, Satan. Did I stop? He said, keep on. I didn't know I stopped. I just saying, how little you understand the movings and workings of the Holy Ghost. Those ones on the day of Pentecost, they were seeking God, but they didn't understand what was going on. Say, what's going on? What's happening here? Why, this is that. You all know what Joel wrote, don't you? This is that. I always like to preach that. This is that. This is what you're going to be when Jesus comes. That. And they left off. Whoop.
Praise the Lord.
We leave all.
Hallelujah.
You folk, I'm telling you, your eyes are so dull.
Thank you for that, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
And you dare to say I'm wrong, huh? Now, you folks have been listening on these short waves. There's 12 of them right now that soon be going off. We're listening on the AM stations. I would be very appreciative if you would just go to your telephone and call this number. This one will come right to me. I got a phone in my hand. Or the other number will go to the answering machine, and I'll go and listen to that one. The number here is 8-4-3. Boy, you people, you're not going to encourage me at all, are you? Just when I started, and make sure you got it right. What do you say?
8-4-3-5-3-1-3-3-4.
Oh, good. Very good. You dial that number, and I will, at this time, answer that phone. All you got to do is tell me where you're listening. Pastor Rice called her this morning, and they promised that they would all be in the tabernacle. Now, you understand why they didn't do it before? Because, see, they're an hour behind us. Just or inconvenience them a little bit. To serve the Lord today is a little bit of an inconvenience, isn't it? Upsets your weekly routine, doesn't it, Sister Burgess? But on Saturday morning, you wake up to follow your routine. Why, the prophet in South Carolina? I'm going to him.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
And the The other number is 843-701-5053. Now, I'm telling you again, I did not expect the overwhelmed. For instance, my enemies, they don't want to call me anymore because I'm going to shut the hell up. I'm not going to give them space. I give them all the space they want. They'll come here. The people that's going to come this time are going to strive.
Amen.
Where are you going?
Right.
Well, I'm going to a church convention.
Amen.
In South Carolina.
Glory.
And they'll give the permission to come on. Have them call me. I'm expecting you, Brother White, right? And Brother Link, now? You told me you're leaving on the 5th, and you asked me for a word of wisdom. I said, come on. That ain't wise, is it? They might be checkpoint towards the gun. You know, you're on your way to the kingdom, right? You might have a checkpoint every now and then. Where are you going? And if that don't work, tell them to call on him.
Amen.
I don't, what makes you think that just Christian life is foreign? We're not strangers. We're not pilgrims anymore. We're the church triumphant. We were dead, but we're alive now. A lively hope.
Yes.
Well, suppose I get there and I can't leave. Well, and Linda, don't come at all. Because you're not going to find a place here for you. Hello? Hello? Yeah, this is a prophet.
Okay. I just had a question.
Everybody does.
Yeah, I was just wondering, are we still going to have more terror attacks?
Oh, absolutely. We got terror attacks till Jesus comes.
Hallelujah.
And they're going to get more worse than this one.
Amen. Oh,
really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's why I need to be in Christ.
I am.
Okay.
I am, yep.
Does that answer disturb you?
Yeah, okay. That's all I wanted to know.
You believe it?
Yeah, I believe in it.
Where are you calling it from?
I'm calling from Michigan.
Whereabouts? Detroit?
Oh, I'm calling from the subdivision. Wayne, Michigan.
Are you hearing me on the Michigan station?
Yeah, I'm listening to you now.
Good. Well, keep listening, okay?
Okay.
Lord bless you. If you don't call terrorist attacks tribulation, if you don't call this fear that they're putting on us where you can't travel, and it's not going to get any better. They tried to shut Jesus down. They tried to shut the prophets down. They threw them in jail.
Yes.
You need to get out in churches.
Amen.
Detroit's a city of churches, you know. America's a city of churches. Whoops.
Glory.
Oh, well, no rest for the weary. All right. Hello? Hello? God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, sir.
Appreciate you calling.
Amen. We're listening. We're all here.
I took you at your word.
Amen.
God bless you all. Shout!
Glory!
That's better. There they are! Come see us when you can. They might have a more difficult time this time than, because that's what tribulation is. It's making it a little more difficult to go to the kingdom. But it will be worth
it all
when
we see Jesus
life to life. Now, we're going to be on this time every Saturday morning for 3 months. Again, I was told how long to do it. And I didn't argue with the cost, I just pay it. Because I have money to pay. They're paid. The money's on, if it's not in their hands, it's on the way. And Jesus is coming. He paid the way. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Bless your comfort, it's Melanie from New Zealand. Hello, everybody.
She said, hello, everybody.
In the morning here on the
5th.
Right time.
On the 5th.
Yep.
Time
to look up. Praise the Lord.
Press on, dear. I would say come and see you, but I'm not sure if that's what God wants right now. But we're praying for you, okay?
I know, I appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much. I pray for you too. Lord, go with you. Are you focused sister, like that? From a small farm in the state of South Carolina, not from outside the Jerusalem walls. Hello? Hello?
Is this the prophet?
Yeah, this is the prophet.
Okay, I'm sorry. I cut you off so soon. I had called you while you was on the air. And one thing, I couldn't really hardly hear you. I was basically nervous. But I didn't mean to cut you off like that.
You didn't cut me off there.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, I think
Keep listening.
You answered my question. I think you did, yes. I want to know, what about the body implant? You remember when you were talking about the body implant we're supposed to be getting?
Yeah, what about it?
I mean, is that going to happen? Why is this going on?
Absolutely.
Virus going on?
Absolutely. We're the salt of the earth.
Amen. Yeah.
Okay.
We're the light of the world. So the devil can cover the earth with darkness and we'll light it up.
Okay, I got the understanding. Okay, thank you.
God bless you.
You have a blessed day.
Mm-hmm. In all you're getting, get understanding. Be not all wise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. You've been misled when you think that you're going to go into the kingdom without suffering.
All right.
If we suffer with him, then we'll reign with him. And we're going to suffer for doing righteousness. Blessed are you, men revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil. These lying preachers. Get out of them churches. Get away from them dogs. Get away from them swine. See, one reason why the things not bother, because we're a bunch of people who've done that. Can you imagine living in New York right now? Years ago, I said, get out of the city. And I was in New York. Get out. And I was in Boston. God said, get out. If I tried to do it now, I couldn't do it then. When a you people, I'd like to know what it would take to get you folks to realize that you've been picked. You've been chosen. We are a chosen generation.
A royal priest.
Hallelujah.
Another scripture I've used for years, because we've always misconstrued peculiar. You know, we're odd. No, we're not odd. We're peculiar. It means we're surrounded by angels. Peculiar. Perpendicular. Jesus of the offense. Why the hell do you people shake yourself? Why are you so damn full of your unbelief? That ain't the way it used to be taught. That we were odd folk and didn't fit in. We're going to fit in. When the saints, I'm going to be leading the way. Come on, folks. The last shall be first. I'm the last prophet. I'm going to be the first one in. Glory to God. Yeah. Yeah. But we ain't going to follow you, then don't. Caleb's the first one in. He's coming back to make sure you and I get in. Follow, follow, I will follow. Well, they told you not to follow a man. And then you come down here and you hear this. No, the man. Were you stubborn thing? We've been hearing for long and long. I'm looking for David. Anybody know what happened to David? Or James? Where you at, James? Now, I miss you, James. Maybe the other folks don't, but I do. Amen. Anybody check on James at all this morning? Why, Terry? Say that again. Hey, James, you're over here to take care of me. You leave them goats and come take care of head sheep. You're going to find out, friends. I know you don't believe me, but you're going to be tried.
Amen.
You're going to be tried like you've never been tried.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Will you also leave me? Some of you folks sit right here in my presence and you leave me. I'm going to show you. Come here, boy. No, put them on. Look at him. Does he look like he's been following the prophet for 20 years? Huh? No, you're not going to pull that shit on me. You've done it not too many years. You do what I tell you to do. You know, you're trying to tell me that what God asks you to do, you can't do. No, you won't do it. Obey them. You can do that. I'm not going to command you something you can't do.
Thank you, Father.
See? See what they're doing? Would you like to get an opinion on that one? So y'all want to play that game, huh? Come on. All right. Let's go.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Who are you looking at, Brother Stair? You don't know?
Oh, glory.
How close do you want me to get?
Amen.
All right, Brother Stair, I thought you lacked my faith sometimes. But not when... Try to tell me it knows it all.
Bless you, Jesus.
She's still got that problem. I'll make a little reference to him. Well, let me know she knows what she knows. But she just don't know what it takes.
Glory.
You think you can endure with me to the end?
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, he's willing. Well, now if you do right, huh?
Hallelujah.
If I do right, you endure with me, right? Hmm? You ain't doing me right.
Okay.
Who smells like that? Somebody smells good here. She got a lot of sweet smell stuff on her. No, you don't smell like that. If it's anything, it'd be a stink, but you don't stink or smell. You people don't stand amazed how God keeps holding me up, talking like this?
Yes, he do. Oh, yes, he do.
See, he must be convinced I'm not doing his people any harm. Because he ain't going to let me harm you. You're going to let me do that. Because if he let me harm you, I'd be harming myself.
Yes.
No harm, no harm, no harm.
No harm, no harm, no harm.
I'm going to stay right under the blood.
Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
And the devil.
Glory.
No harm.
No harm.
No harm.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Report of people dying all over the world. Come on, they're dying in New York like 1,000 a day.
Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, Jesus. Oh, thank you for the blood.
The other day, the Homeland Security ordered 1,000 body bags.
Oh, bless you, God.
Stop it! God, why can't you folk get a different look on your face? No, they're not ordering them. They got them. Over here in Atlanta a few years ago, they built several, I think, 10,000 coffins. It's not far away. Right near the Georgia Guidestones.
Yes.
Where they make it very clear we got to reduce the population.
Amen.
So they're using the virus to...
Yes.
They're going to use food.
Yes.
People won't have enough food.
Right.
The least we can do is be so content with what we have. We got more than beans. But thank God for beans. I wish somebody in this damn house came to his own. How did he come to die? And they wouldn't receive his death. Why, God can't die. Not God in the spirit, but God in the flesh. That's why he took on flesh so he could die. To deliver us through all of our lifetime, we're subject to bondage through the fear of death. When Jesus comes, you're going to have a new body. It won't be flesh and blood. We won't die. Gonna live forever. How long is forever? How long is forever? How long is forever? And of this kingdom there'll be no end. No, I tell you ahead of time, I wasn't expecting a lot of calls. I shock them. That station in Detroit is a black station, and most of it's black programming. You could tell when that woman called, just by her. But she also had a very good spirit about her. But she'd been taught wrong. Get out of the churches. A first giving honor to God. No, you give honor to God and get the hell out of them churches. Because they don't honor God. They don't honor the truth. If I'd walk in a church like that and told them I was a prophet, they'd probably throw me out. Well, have you ever done it? Many times. Many times. Someone to see me. Want to tell you one? Bakersfield, California, 45 years ago. Big gospel tent up. I wasn't the preacher. I was the flunky. I was a tent man, they call me. But on Sunday morning, see, we had no services on Sunday. We would do that to pay homage to the churches. We were running opposition. But I used to go to church. So I got out of my car and started to drive around Bakersfield. Wasn't trying to preach. You people read something. Am I talking Greek again?
No, sir.
You say so many. I don't understand why you're telling us a story about Bakersfield. I don't understand that. I don't understand why you told us about the Detroit station. I drove all around that city trying to find a church to go to. I just didn't get clearness. I go by that one, by that one. I could tell you stories like that. Another one coming back from back to Savannah. You forgot that one too, huh? We'd have a meeting in a Holiday Inn and nobody came. I said nobody came. Teresa and I sat there. Nobody came. I said, nobody came. I said, nobody came.
Amen.
Along about 30 minutes, Jesus said to me, what are we going to do? I said, we're getting out of here. Where are we going to go? I said, we're going back home. I don't think I ought to finish these stories. I really don't think I ought to do it. I can see right now you won't come up to the plane order to understand it. We had a Bakersfield meeting. I drove around. So I headed back to the tent. Because I couldn't find clearness to go into any of the churches. I had no reason. I just didn't. These folk aren't going to believe me, Lord. They don't believe I'm not led by God. They just don't believe it. They just don't believe it. As I was driving back to the tent, I went by a road. It must have went a block and a half up between some trees. As I went by that road, I saw a church way back there. It was Assembly of God Church. Do I talk all right? God said, go there. Now, it's already noon. Those churches, you got it noon.
Hallelujah.
I pulled up, went in the back, sat in the back. You know, I didn't know where they were. But at that point in time, the preacher got up because he hadn't preached. And so he's trying to explain. It's like, see, here I am trying to explain. It ain't going to work. You can't explain truth to people who don't understand what truth is. Can't do it. See, I'm trying to explain it this morning. Look at the response I'm getting. The preacher got up and he said, because he hadn't preached. And he apologized. He said, I just don't have anything from the Lord. Because he's overwhelmed with the situation in his church. Just like I get overwhelmed with this situation. He said, I asked sister to preach. Well, she got up. Was she allowed to preach under his authority? He authorized her to do it. A woman can speak in church if she's under authority. That means the authority of the church. Boy, you people hear out of my mouth, and the way you respond is almost revolting. I don't understand. The woman gets up, and I'm sitting way in the back. She says, Pastor asked me to speak this morning, but I really don't have too much to talk about either. Then she stopped dead in her tracks. She said, you, are you a preacher?
Hallelujah.
I hit the floor, boy. I just sure am. Head towards the front. See, I took authority. And I never preached gentle. I scolded. I reproved. I picked. I found fault. Why does he yet find fault? So he can find it. He wants to present you faultless. So he finds your fault. So you confess your fault. Oh, what a preacher, huh? I went down front and I don't know what I preached. I preached about an hour and a half and then I took an offering. Come on. And I had him break it down to me. And I turned around and gave it to the pastor. And I walked out. I was getting paid $75 a week, living in the back of an old truck, so I didn't need the money. And I didn't go there to get money. I didn't go there to preach. Boy, you people, you're just not going to budge, are you? You've got such a hardened spirit on you. So hard. God forbid that you get melted a little bit. I left. I went back to the tent. I've told you several stories like this. I went back to the tent. Because we got a service that afternoon. My job was to get things ready for the service.
Amen.
I done this over. It was a rock and trail. What did you do? Well, God told me to go over there one day. As I walked in, Ron had a house. He had a big church when I first went there. He had all servicemen. That's why I was so upset when I found out that he was the one that would not give me a recommendation to open doors. I get a reputation from you. See, to have open doors help me to go to China, I'd have them accept me, and they were going to help me with their contacts.
Right.
And when I got there, their contacts were gone.
Right. Right.
So we can't help you.
Hallelujah.
I still remember sitting in Hong Kong. I said, boys, I come 10,000 miles. I'm going to China. We're not going to send you. And I found out that God didn't even need him. He had the Chinese come and send for me. Oh, you expect me to believe that? I got news for you. He got the Holy Ghost sent for me. Sent for you. I wish somebody could save the around here. Unto you is the prophet sent.
Amen.
Holy Ghost filled. Divinely inspired. Godly anointed. With a heavenly message. Of a heavenly vision.
Glory
be to God. A car pulled up outside. And I walked up with the pastor of that church. I had this happen up here, I told you.
Right.
Several places. And all I'm trying to say was, I was an unknown.
Right.
I wasn't even the main speaker of that big tent. I was just tent man, flunky.
Amen. Amen.
But I would preach. I'd find a place to preach if I had to preach on the street corner. I said, it was Ron Cottrell. Because Ron Cottrell, he was a little contrary to me, because he one time Ron came over here and said, I'm the last great prophet of God. Oh, Rick said, you're a dead man. He's dead. In his 40s. And he wasn't about his father's business. He was a butterfly collector. And he just come back from a butterfly convention. Dropped dead. You folks, just keep listening like that. Just keep doing that. Maybe you're next. If the woman's sitting right over there. I came in the dining hall and after Sister Eunice died and I said, who's next? It's amazing, but some folk have to die so they can live. Mama back there, she don't get rid of that old stubborn spirit she got. Well, she can she? She lives along with it. So we got to put up with it. Yeah, put up with it. You know what God's putting up with you? You know, like putting up some vegetables? Put up some tomatoes and put a seal on it. And when it needs you, just reach out and grab it, break the seal. Boy, oh boy, is there anybody in this house?
Thank you, Lord.
How them ghosts doing, boy? How you doing? I went over to Ron Cottrell one day because he didn't like what I was doing out here because he had a fine young group. But the truth of the matter is that when he found out some of his young men were supporting me on that trip to China, he was mad about that because they believed me. Boy, you folk are good. I tell you this, don't you? Amen. Yeah, I got it. Mm-hmm. See, I dealt with this for many years. I went over there to preach for him. But I didn't go to preach that day. So when I walked in, he says, you want to preach? I said, yeah. I want to preach. So I got to preach to all them young men. Then I took an offering. Put down the Bible and I said, come on, brother, bring me an offering. Put it right here. And those young service boys, they brought me some money. I gathered it all up, and I gave it to a fellow named John, who was his right-hand man. And I left. Came back home, and 2 hours later, John called me. He said, Brother Stair, said, what kind of man are you? I said, man of God. I do what God tells me to do. I said, what's happening? He said, Ron and I were trying to figure out how we were going to pay our bills.
Hallelujah.
Up into the thousands.
Hallelujah.
He said, he was so depressed this morning when you walked in. He said, you want to pray? So, but when you took that offering, we thought you were going to keep it. Yeah. Said, you turned it all in. He said, I took it home and counted it. Said, we can pay every bill we owe.
Thank you, Jesus.
So give God an offering and he'll pay for every sinner. Boy, oh boy. I don't know how you folk can sit like that. just day after day after day after day. And the little thing upsets you. Well, you're just saying those things to make you look good. Yep.
Jesus. Oh, God.
Yep. I'm looking good.
Hallelujah.
I'm looking to Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, if you can find something wrong with that look.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I don't believe you are. Sometimes wonder, what's it going to take? Elijah said, let it be known. And that's what it's going to take. We've got to know who God is, and that Elijah. Mm-hmm. Elijah's his servant. So you call on your gods. Call on your revelations. Call on your dreams. See what they, if they're from God, see what they say about me. See what they say. Oh, you don't like that, huh? Try me. Try him. He said, I will send all you prophecy boys. You want to know what the sign is? He said, I will send Elijah. The sign. Here we go. The Bible makes it very clear what the sign is. A prophet. Not 10 of them. A prophet. The Lord said to me the other day, so you think that's you? I said, no, I don't think. I'm beyond the thinking stage.
Oh, yes.
I know.
No, 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 yes, Lord.
Now, boy, I just said it again on the air.
Hallelujah. No, no.
I am the sign.
Hallelujah.
And I'm not signing, showing you to go away from this place or to go away from your God.
Amen.
I would give you a one-way sign. You're not the sign, so you're not going to lead yourself. Kind of bold, huh?
Thank you, Father.
Okay. Where you at, you guys? What happened to you, Steve? What happened to you, Stan? What happened to you, Rabbi Shue? Well, we wanted to go into the swine. Yeah, go ahead. And when he ran to the swine, the devils and the swine were no more. That's probably Steve there. Yeah. What this guy does, he tries to tell me something that I preach and believe more than he does. The covenant. A new covenant. Oh, you got to forgive. I do it all the time. Well, you shouldn't holler. Why not? Why shouldn't I yell at you folk? And if you want me to forgive you for you, then why don't you forgive me? Oh, I offend you? See, and you can't reach that. That's the implacable devil. And he won't come here. I've invited him to come. Years ago, when I didn't have this restriction on me, I'd be right in his face. I know where he's at. See, God has stopped me from doing that. Wasting my time to go up there and do it. A stupid, ignorant, pervert, corrupt mind, destitute, don't know the truth. Yeah, men of corrupt minds.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Are you guilty? Look at the way you're receiving that. I haven't taught you that. I taught you that we have escaped the corruption.
Amen.
That's in this world through lust. See their lust?
Hallelujah.
They want to take my position or have my calling or have my anointing. They're not going to get it. And if they walked through that back door, I wouldn't have to meet them, would I, Jackie? No, you wouldn't meet them for me, would you?
Yeah.
Henchmen, he would call. Yeah. Yeah. You know, this is remarkable. That from this small farm, just like the station up there in Detroit, the man put me on this morning already, and you saw the call. Hey, Steve! From 10 to 12 today, I was heard in every part of the world.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean everybody heard me, but it was there.
Yeah.
Even in Jerusalem. I got one frequency that goes right to Jerusalem. Loud and clear from Bulgaria. In Greece. In Turkey. Have they not heard? Yeah, they heard this thing. Listen. Have you heard me say this is the voice? Well, don't you think then you ought to listen to it? God bless you. I'm not sure how many are going to be here. I'm really not. The only time Christ is going to be sure is that when he calls and you're there. Adam, where are you? Out here. What you got on? Well, I covered myself. What? You need no cover. You can stand before me naked, Adam. Who told you you were naked? That wouldn't bother me. Look at him. Why would God ask him a question like that? Well, would you have that covering? Well, I knew I was naked. How'd you know that? Who told you that? Well, the devil did. Well, he's a liar. You're not naked.
Hallelujah.
You don't think he would know nakedness? When are you folk going to repent? So you're thinking of a more convenient season, huh? Sister Burgess, I turned on those stations up there in Memphis, to see if he's going over. And what do you think I heard? I said, by with a big old loud mouth? I said, that's coming from the tabernacle. Loud mouth Burgess.
Glory!
A big heart Burgess.
Hallelujah!
Glory!
Glory!
What's your prayer?
Lord Jesus, save me, let us perish. Yes, Lord.
I thought you were saved.
I am saved the more. Hallelujah! Glory!
The more I'm saved, the more I need to be saved. Because experiences that I had of being saved showed me I'm not saved yet.
Amen.
Only be saved when we get home.
Yeah.
God bless you.